service. I don't know about yous, but I'm thankful to serve a God who's not dead this morning.
Amen.
I'm glad that I serve one that's alive and well. Amen.
Yes.
Sitting on the throne of heaven.
Yes.
I'm thankful for that today. I don't know about you, but and I know we've heard that old song and that talks about walking by the tomb of Buddha, peering in, and there was nothing there but his old grave clothes is what the song says. But they walked down by the garden. And I'm thankful that when they walked down by the garden, they didn't find nothing there but just an old face napkin and some things that was laying there that was upon his body. But folks, I'm glad that we're serving a risen King this morning. I'm serving a God that's not dead, Brother Sam, and I'm not afraid to say that. I'm not afraid to get excited about it. I'm not afraid to tell somebody about it. And that's the way we ought to be about it this morning, because I'm telling you that the God that we serve today, dear friend, and that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than anything we can even ask for, as it says in Ephesians 3:20. And I don't know about you this morning, but I've got a God, it's been said over and over, and I got to say something about it. This morning, I've got a God whose hand's big enough. I've got a God whose hand's strong enough to reach down. Sam was sitting here and he said, "There's that hand," talking about that hand again. I'm glad that that hand's got me and that in the very palm of it, amen. And that I'm glad He ain't letting go of me. And that I've let go of Him a few times. But honey, He ain't never let go of me. And that Brother Lynn was talking about the rock this morning and how I love to preach on the rock. But honey, I want to tell you this morning, and at that solid foundation, it goes hand in hand, and that with the God, and that He's unmovable, He's unshakable. Friend, this morning He is God, and this morning I'm glad that I've stood on the rock trembling before, but the rock has never trembled beneath me. Is anybody glad about it? That God's still a God this morning.
Glory to God. Yes.
God is still God.
Hallelujah.
And I'm thankful for that. Amen. Amen. Is anybody glad to be in the Lord's house this morning? Amen. Amen. Anybody glad to be saved? Amen. Thankful, Sister Linda. Born again. Hallelujah. Don't know if anything else I'd rather be than born again. And this may be peculiar this morning, and I don't feel like we're out of order at all. But this morning, I want you to take in that for just a moment this morning. I don't know. And at exactly what the Lord has in store and how God's going to use this to maybe bless somebody's heart, but I pray that it does. And I've never preached out of this book before. I've studied out of it. I've read it. I've read it time and time again. But I've never preached a sermon out of this book. And in the hours of the morning, I woke up this morning and I was getting ready. The Lord laid this message upon my heart. And I said, "Lord, are you sure this is what you want?" And He's made Himself very clear. And that throughout this service is this what He wants. And I'm not going to say that it's a message of correction. I'm not going to say that it's a message of that. But this morning, I know we've got some rough meat around here the last week or so there earlier. But I feel like this morning that we can maybe take and chew on this and that it might make us excited and that about what God has done for us. I don't know about you, but I enjoyed last Sunday. Amen. And I feel like the Spirit of God was in here so strong, and I'm thankful for that. And I don't want to do anything this morning to mess it up. I am flesh. Amen. But I want to give you just exactly what the Lord's laid in my heart's door this morning. Take your Bibles. Anybody got your Bibles this morning? Raise them up. Wave them around. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for that. And turn and add in your Bible to the book of Esther. The book of Esther, chapter 7, if you would. And when you found chapter 7, I'm going to ask you to stand with us to honor the reading and give reverence and that to the Word of God this morning. Oh, I'm thankful this morning for the Word of God, ain't you? I'm thankful for the pages of this book and that I'm not reading some fiery tale. Brother Jimmy, I may preach here in a little bit. I don't know. But I'm thankful for the pages of this book. I ain't reading some fiery tale or some made-up story. But I'm glad that the pages of my book's alive. I'm glad that the pages of my book is spoken truths of and that the Word of God. Amen. The book of Esther, chapter 7. Esther chapter number 7. I hear pages still turning. It's right before the book of Job. Right after the book of Ezra. Esther chapter number 7. I asked the Lord this morning, I said, I've never preached out of this book before, Lord. How come you'd have us to go to chapter 7 and not maybe start in chapter number 1? Not a very long book. No, it's not. But this morning, the Lord has landed us right almost in the middle of this thing. And I believe that'd be a good place to start. Somebody amen. Say amen. 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 The Bible said, so the king and Haman, and it came to banquet with Esther the queen. He said, and the king said unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, what is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? It shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom. And then Esther the queen answered and said, if I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please thee, king, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request. For, listen to what Esther had to say. This is the queen. She said, for we are sold. Don't you get me wrong this morning. Esther was a Jew. Hallelujah. Somebody hook up with me this morning. He said, for we are sold in my... And at my people, I'll and my people be to be destroyed and to be slain and to perish. But if we had been sold in that for bondmen and bondwomen, and that I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. It said, then the king, and I don't know if I'm going to say this right, and that Osiris is how I'm going to say it. I don't know how to pronounce that. He said, answered and said unto Esther of the queen, who is he and where is he? And that dost and that presume in his heart to do so. He said, Esther answered and said, and at the adversary. Anybody aware that we do have an adversary? But I'm also glad, hallelujah, we got an advocate. Hallelujah. This morning, it said the adversary, the enemy, and that is the wicked Haman. It said, and Haman was afraid before the king. And I want you to lock that in your mind this morning, that Haman, the adversary, the enemy, the wicked, was afraid before the king and the queen. It said, and the king arising, and that to the banquet of the wine, and his wrath went into the palace garden. It said, and Haman stood up, and that to the make a request for the life of Esther, and at the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Listen what the Bible says. It said, then the king returned out of the palace garden into a place of the banquet of wine. It said, and Haman was fallen upon the bed whereon Esther was. And it said, and then said the king, will he force the queen also before me in the house? It said, as the word went out from the king's mouth, it said that he covered Haman's face. Listen what the Bible says. And that it goes on, it says, in Harbinah, and that I guess that's how you say that, one of the chamberlains has said before the king, behold also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made, and that for Mordecai. And that it said, who has spoken good for the king, standing in the house of Haman? And that I'm glad there's some people still speaking good, and that on behalf of the king, hallelujah. He said, now listen, then the king said, hang him thereon. So they hanged Haman. Who was Haman? The adversary. And that on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Who was Mordecai? Mordecai was a Jew. Amen. It said, then was the king's wrath pacified. Let us bow our heads and pray. Father, Lord God, Father, we thank You this morning, God, for what You've done, God, in our lives. And Lord, I realize that this is some deep, deep Scripture this morning. But I pray, Lord, that You take it. And Father, that You'd help me, God, to get it down on the level of the people. God, that we may see and read this Scripture and we may understand it to the fullness. Father, I thank You, Lord, God, for what You've done for me. Lord, I'm glad I ain't going to hell. Father, I'm glad that I've got a Savior. Lord, I'm glad that I'm covered in the blood. And Father, I asked You, Lord, if You would, would You help me to stand and preach for just a few moments? Give me unction. Give me power through the Holy Ghost. And Father, I need help, divine help, from the throne of grace, God, that we may deliver this message that You've laid upon our hearts. Lord, help me speak only what You'd have me speak. Nothing more and nothing less. And Father, I pray You'd help us as a church, the body of Galilee this morning, Lord, which is a body of part of the body of Christ. Father, I pray that You'd help us grow. Lord, I pray, God, You'd help us see insight into this Scripture. God, that we may realize, Lord, what we're up against and what we got to look forward to. Father, I pray now You'd cleanse me of myself and that empty me of my sin. Lord, fill me with Your holy, sweet Spirit. And Lord, help me to minister to this congregation, the flock of God, this morning, Lord, that we may grow from this. And Lord, that it may excite our very inner soul and being this morning, that we may not be able to sit and be quiet about what the Lord's done for us. And we, Lord, we thank You, we praise You, we give You all the glory. And all God's people said together, amen, amen and amen. You may be seated. I want you to bear with me for just a few moments this morning, church, and I'm going to try to get to where we're going here in the Scripture. Now, I want to back up and I want to give us some backstory, and I may just teach just a little bit this morning, but this is what God wants, amen. And at the book of Esther we find, and that we find of how there was the king, and that whose name I can't pronounce, and there was and that also a queen by the name of Vashti. I guess that's how you say that. But listen, this morning we find of how the king had called unto Queen Vashti, and that we find of how, and that he wanted her to come, backing up all the way to chapter 1, how he wanted her to come before all the princes and all the provinces of the land, and that all the kingdoms was gathered together for a feast, and how he wanted the queen to come before, and that and show her great beauty. Now listen now, dear friend, Vashti was there, and she said, no king, I will not. So she displeased the king, and that we find now we're talking physical, and that we ain't got to the spiritual yet, but we're talking about what happened, and that here in the lives of these people, we find that Vashti said, no, I will not, and that in chapter number 1, and we find that because it displeased the king, we find that he began to search and look for another queen, amen. We find, and now I'm trying to just get down to the bread of this, don't die on me yet, church, but listen what the Bible says, and that in going into chapter number 2, and that it said, after these things, when the wrath of the king was appeased, and that he remembered Vashti and what she had done, and that in what was decreed, and that against her, it said the king's servant that ministered unto him, let there be a fire young virgins sought for the king. So they went on a hunt, I guess you could say, to find the next queen, and we find that they found no other, and I don't think it's by coincidence, and that everybody's still with me. I don't believe it was just by happening that the young lady they found, a dear friend by the name of Esther, and that I don't believe that it was by coincidence or anything else. I see divine plan, and that by the hand of God, that a Jew should fall into the kingdom.
That's right.
And we find, dear friend, listen to me now, that during this time that the children of Israel, the Jewish people, they were in bondage. They was captive, I guess you could say. And that we find, dear friend, listen now, and that there was somebody there by the name of Mordecai, and that who had took. Boy, it's funny how God works things out, ain't it? Friend, listen. And that Mordecai had took Esther in as her parents had passed away. And that he was the only father figure that she really knew. And that in her life. And Mordecai just so happened to be there in the court of the kingdom. Don't you get me wrong. This morning God will and still does have a plan for His children. And that even in 2019, God has a plan for everyone that's in this life. And we find that they found Mordecai's and that stepdaughter, I guess you could say, daughter, and that by the name of Esther. And we find that they brought her in before the king, and it pleased the king, and they was going to make her queen, and they did make her queen. But listen, dear friend, that in the midst of all this, and I can't say every detail that there is, but in the middle of all this, and that there was a man by the name of Haman, and Haman was there. Dear friend, listen to me now. And that he didn't like Mordecai. And that I'm just trying to get through this morning. And that, but he listened, dear friend. He had a hatred in his heart toward the Jewish people. And dear friend, Haman. And that he wanted to kill them all. And that he wanted to take. And that, dear friend, and do away with the Jewish people. He wanted to do away with the Israelites. He wanted to keep them in bondage. He wanted, listen, dear friend, and that to suppress them. And to where, dear friend, listen, and that there'd be no mention of God's name, there'd be no glory brought unto God. And that in chapter 3, it speaks of how Haman despised Mordecai, and he seeks revenge, and that upon all the Jews. That's where we're at. But friend, listen to me, and that we find as we go on through this, and that Esther stood up and she said, I got something I need to say. And as she said, I'm going to bring forth a feast. And as she said, I'm going to employ. And that I'm going to make a feast. And that, listen now. In chapter number 5, and that Esther begins to invite, and that all the king, and that in Haman, to a banquet that they had prepared there inside the kingdom. And now listen, friend, I'm trying to hurry through this to get to where we're going. But we find that in chapter 6, and that the king, and that he liked Mordecai. He began to reward Mordecai for the things that he had done. And now listen now. He said, the king said, who is in the court? In verse 4, he said, now Haman was come into the outer court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. So Haman, and that in the background, he was already devising a plan to stop the plan that for God's children. Amen. I want to report to somebody this morning, and that the old devil, the adversary, and that this morning would love nothing more than to put a halt on what's going on down here at Galilee. He'd love to put a halt on all the missions that's going out through the United States. He'd love to put a halt and that on the outreach of the little children and at our broken homes, because he knows if he can get them, he'll get another generation. And if he knows if he can get just another generation, friend, it won't be long until this thing will be over. Amen. But I want to tell you this, even though when the adversary thinks he's got a plan in the background, God's devised a plan in the future. come on now, to counteract what the devil has already tried to put in place. Can I tell you that I'm glad I serve a God, Brother Rusty, who knows all, and that he is not ignorant to anything that's going on, and that in our lives, and that he sees everything before it even happens, church. God knows the ahead, and he also is reminded of the behind. So I want you to know this morning that God had a divine plan already in place. And listen now, Haman, listen what it says. He had prepared the gallows. He was ready to get rid of Mordecai. And we find it said that the king's servant said unto him, behold, Haman standeth in the court. And the king said, let him come in. And Haman came in. And that we're still in chapter 6 and verse number 6. He said, and the king said unto him, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor? He said, now Haman thought in his heart. He said, whom would the king delight to do honor more than to himself? And it said, and Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delighted to honor. It said, let the royal apparel be brought, and at which the king useth to wear, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and the crown, and that royal, and that which is set upon his head. Let this apparel and this horse be delivered, and it to the hand of one, and that of the king's most noble princes, it said, and they may array, and that man with all whom the king delighted to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street. By women now, church, listen at what the Bible said. It said, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor. And the king said to Haman, make haste, take the apparel, get everything together. It said, that sitteth at the king's gate, let nothing fail at all that thou hast spoken. The Bible said the adversary, Haman, and he said he got the apparel and the horse and arrayed Mordecai and brought him on horseback through the street of the city to proclaim and at him before, thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delighted to honor. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate, but Haman hasted to the house, and at morning, and that in having his head covered, friend, listen now, what the Bible says in verse number 14, and said, while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlain and hasted to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared. So I said all that now to bring us to chapter 7. The Bible said that Esther was there, and that it said so the king in verse number 1, and that the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. And now listen, honey, I'm glad tonight that even when the devil decides to show up, and that everybody's still all right, there ain't nobody fell asleep yet, have you? Hey, listen, I'm glad that when the devil decides to show up, and that Brother Dave, hey honey, he may come in here and that on Sunday morning and sat down on the front pew, but listen to me, I'm glad that I've got one that can bind back the forces, and that of what the devil's trying to do, I got one who can shield off the fiery darts. I got one this morning who's on my side. Amen. And I've seen so many times, and that the devil has devised a plan to come into the house of God. And that I'm going to tell you that the devil uses, and that ordinary people, I want you to realize what the devil's doing today. And that he uses ordinary, everyday people, and he gets in their minds. And when he gets in their minds, then he gets in their heart. And when he gets in their heart, honey, listen, he'll use them, and that to do anything he wants them to do, to try to destroy what God's plan is in place. Somebody better shout amen. I've seen church, Dave, after church that's been on fire for God, and then it wouldn't be too long till the devil rears his old ugly head and it's split down the middle. Somebody said, then how can we fend off ourselves? How can we make it in this day that we live if the devil's out to get us? I'm glad to say, oh listen, if God be for us, then who can be against us? I'm glad I've got more for me than I've got against me. It may seem like there's a lot against us. It may seem like the world is rising up against the church, but I got more on my side than the world has got on theirs this morning. Amen. And I'm glad this morning that I am a child of the King. Listen what the Bible says. He said that Esther, he said so that the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. He said, and the king said again unto Esther, he said, on the second day at the banquet of wine, he said, what is thy petition? I'm glad this morning that the king, I'm about to get on the spiritual side right here in just a minute. I'm glad the king is worried about our petition. I'm glad the king, no matter how big he is, no matter how much royalty that he carries, and that somebody as little as me, Lynn, I'm glad that the king that cares about my situation, he cares about my problems, he wants to hear that what's going on in my life, and that listen that he may help me. Anybody in here ever got help from the king? I'm about to get spiritual on you right here in just a minute. But listen now, and that I'm not so much going to tell the story, and that listen according to the lines of how it happened here fleshly, but I'm about to tell you the spiritual side of what happened in chapter 7 of Esther. The Bible said, what is thy petition, Queen Esther, and what shall be granted thee, and what is thy request, and it shall be performed even to half of the kingdom. And Esther the queen answered and said, if I have found a favor in thy sight, O king, if it please thee, O king. Anybody glad you found favor? Anybody glad that you are loved by the king? And now listen, he loves you this morning. And I'm glad I found favor and that in the arms and that of the great king. Oh, listen now. And that I want you to get spiritual with me as we go on through with this this scripture. I'm going to try to be fast and be done. And I hope it blesses your heart. And that listen, as she said, if I have found favor, Lord, O king, in thy sight, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. So we find, and that a Jewish woman who had became queen, we find, friend, that not only was she concerned with her own life, but she was also concerned with the life of her people. Honey, if you're a Christian, you ought to get over yourself and start worrying about others. Hey, I'm telling you, if we love like we say we love, and we got God in our heart, then friend, we'll be concerned about our people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing today. I'm seeing a church that is more concerned about self, more concerned about what I want, what old self wants, something that'll please my flesh, something that'll please me. Hey friend, I want to tell you tonight, and that I ain't so concerned, and I'm glad for the good glad day that God got me over myself. I'm saying it'll do us some good if we'll get over ourselves and we'll start being more concerned about what the king wants.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But listen what the Bible says. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself and give away the whole message. Oh, but listen what the Bible says. It's hard not to. Amen.
But it says this. It said, for we are so, verse number 4 of chapter 7. And this is what Esther had to say. It said, for we are sold. They had been sold into captivity. It said, and I am my people to be destroyed. But listen now, and to be slain and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, then I would have held my tongue. But she said, the case is much more serious. Things are going on that's out of my control. She said, we're surely going to die and perish without you granting our petition, O King. But listen now. And that it said this. And that she said she would have held her tongue if it hadn't been so bad. Although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage, then the king answered and said unto Esther, and that, who is he? And where is he? And that does presume in the heart to do so. Listen, everybody still awake? And Esther said, the adversary, the enemy, the wicked Haman, said, then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. It said, and the king arising from the banquet in his wrath. I'm going to tell you that I serve a God of wrath in that this morning. I serve a God in that who is a just and righteous God. And he will in that put the judgment that is in that standing deserving. Amen. And that he will not unrighteously judge anything. But honey, I'm going to tell you this morning, he will give the punishment that stands in need of punishing. But listen now, friend. And that it said that the king arising. And that I want to preach on this morning. And that we find, let me get on right here just a minute. I got to try to hold myself for just a minute. But listen, he said, Haman stood up making a request for his life. The adversary, the enemy, the wicked. He was saying, oh, hold on, king. But listen, he said, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. And listen now. Oh, listen. Go down to verse number 9. And that they were things begin to unfold and things begin to take place. It said, one of the chamberlains said before the king, behold also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, the one who was on the right side. But Haman being on the wrong side, friend, we find a plan that has backlashed. And we find that they see, he said, you spoke good for the king and stand in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him thereon. And verse number 10 said, so they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Yes, then was the king's wrath pacified. This morning, I'm going to preach on this for just a minute this morning. Bear with me, and let's get spiritual this morning. I want to preach on this. Backing up to verse number 7, and the king arising. I'm glad this morning the king still loves his children. I'm glad the king still loves his people. But listen now here. He said, and the king arising. And then I'm going to preach on this thought. When the king steps in, friend, I'm glad that they situations, and at this morning, that I have no control of. They situations you have no control of. They things you may like to take control of. But there's some things we just got to take our hands off. And that didn't let the king. Let's get spiritual. Let the king control. Let the king work and do what he does best this morning. And this morning I'm preaching on when the king steps in. What would happen if the king didn't arise? What would have happened, Sam, if the king didn't step up and say, boy, I'm going to tell you, there ain't nobody and that going to mess with my queen. Let me tell you that he is the bride. Lynn, he is the bridegroom. And we are the bride, honey. I'm talking about Jesus for just a moment. And that he is the bridegroom, Dave. And honey, we are the bride. And he loves the bride. He loves the queen. And I want to tell you that I'm glad that the king is still stepping in for the queen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise his holy name.
Huh?
Praise his holy name. That's right.
Maybe I'm over somebody's head this morning. But I'm glad the king is still concerned this morning for the queen and what comes along with the queen and that of people. Hey, honey, I'm telling you, I'm glad to be a part of the body. I'm glad this morning that I am the bride. And the Bible said that one day the church, and that would be, oh, honey, there's going to be a white robe put on the church one of these days after a while. And that we're still, hey, we're spiritual this morning. Everybody spiritual with me? And that one of these days there's going to be a white garment laid upon the shoulders of the bride. And that the Bible said, hey, that we'd be adorned. And that as a queen, as a bride, and that is ready for, and that her groom. And friend, I'm telling you, one of these days, and that, honey, we're going to lay down, and that this old cloak we got on, and we're going to put on the best robe you've ever seen. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to come into the presence of the kingdom, and the king will be standing at the throne, and there we shall be reunited with our first true love. And I'm telling you, I'm glad. I'm glad. And that I'm over somebody's head, I can done tell. And that I'm glad that the king loves the queen. And he loves the people that's behind the queen. And I'm glad when the king steps in, the adversary will be present. The adversary will be there. But honey, the adversary is going to get what he deserves. Amen.
I'm
going to tell you today, listen to me now, church, that the church, the bride, and that this morning the king, the queen, and that this morning we have took more backlash, we have took more mockery, we have took more criticism, we have took more blows than we've took in a long time. And I'm going to tell you today, and that we're going against a crowd, and I want to say we're running against the grain anymore. And I want to tell you this, friend, there's a crowd out there, and that hey, listen, the adversary's raised up, and that there's a crowd out there, and that listen, getting spiritual now. And that Haman, he was the adversary to Esther, who is our adversary, the devil. And friend, he'd love to shut you down and keep you quiet and shut our doors that there not be anybody else saved. But I'm glad that the king has got and had a plan tonight.
Amen.
This morning.
Amen.
Ain't you glad?
Amen.
Ain't you glad that just today, if we die out today, Sam, this story ain't over.
Right.
And that if I die out today, Lynn, then I'm going to, my story's just beginning.
Right.
Your story will be just beginning.
Right.
But I want you to listen to me. The adversary would love. And the Bible said that the devil, Satan, is as a roaring lion, seeking of whom he may devour. Friend, he loved nothing more than to kill you out and shut you up. Let me tell you, I got a bullseye on my back this morning. This world don't like me. This crowds don't like me. And honey, if you're preaching teaching Jesus. They're teaching Jesus. Oh, they don't like you either. Oh, but I ain't ashamed to stand up and say, I am the queen. I am. Hey, listen, the bride this morning. Everybody all right with that? Everybody all right with that? Haman said, I got something I want to try to request of King. Said the wrath of the king was there. Yes. He was displeased.
Yes, he was.
He was angry. And I want to tell you this morning, friend, that we serve a jealous God.
Amen.
Bible said he's a jealous
That's right.
God.
That's right.
And this morning I'm going to tell you, friend, he said that there'll be none other besides him. Hey, friend, listen, he is the first and the last. And that he is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and Omega. Amen. And I'm glad the King's word is going to stand. And that when this world's on fire and everything around us is falling apart, hey, friend, I'm going to tell you, and that the King's word will always stand. The King's word will always comfort. The King's word will always be there. A present when we need it the most. And friend, I'm glad that the King's word stands. I'm glad the King's word will stay. I'm glad that it will not perish. I'm glad it'll never fade out. I'm glad they can't blot over it. They may try to change it. They may try to do away with it. But I'm glad, honey, that the King's word is what will make the difference.
Amen.
And listen to what the Bible. I got to try to hurry this morning and give you the thought that the Lord's laid on my heart. The Bible said that Haman made his request. And I dare say that one of these days our adversary, the devil's going to make his request.
Right, amen.
The Bible said that every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess.
That's right,
what does that mean this morning? Preacher, that means that me and you, our friends, our family, our acquaintances, and at the church, hey, the lost, every knee's going to bow. And that even includes the devil and all his minions and all his demons. Oh, they're all going to bow a knee and they're all going to recognize that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Honey, listen, he thought he'd killed him. And when they put him on the cross, they thought he'd done away with him. I believe he sat back and laughed when they put him in the tomb. But honey, I'm here to tell somebody that he arose. He arose. The King. The King got up. I said the King got up. Honey. And he took his rifle. Spot and glory. He got up. And I can just imagine Wayne that the adversary who was sitting over there saying before he got up, and that I got this thing in place. I've got everything in control. And that I've done away with it now. Oh, this people I don't like. And that boy, I've won the victory now. But honey, I'm glad to glad the King had better plans. And he decided to step out of a tomb and step in on a situation of, honey, listen, lost folk are going to die and go to hell. He breathes the gap for me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Holy Name.
He stepped in. Little old boy had grown up on Maker Pike, Jerry. The King said the adversary had done, made his request. Everybody all right? Can I tell you the adversary, and that this morning has he's done made his request on your behalf. And he's done said that you're going to be his, and that you're going to be, and that destroyed. That's what Haman wanted to do to the Jewish people. He wanted to hang Mordecai and then dethrone Esther. He wanted to do away with the Jewish nation. But I want to tell you this morning that I'm glad I serve a king, and that's bigger than the adversary. I'm glad I serve a king this morning who's all powerful, and that he's all ruling, he's all knowing, he's all seeing. Somebody help me, and that he's a great king this morning. And I'm glad, Rusty Hembry, that the King decided to step in.
Amen.
Everybody still all right? I'm glad the king decided to step in. What happened? And that old Esther made her request, and that for her and her people's lives. And when the king arose, he stepped out of his throne and he stepped into a situation. Friend, I want to tell you this morning that there ain't no situation in your life that's big enough for too big for the king. There ain't a situation in your life that the king can't handle. Everybody with me this morning. Some of you are looking at me like a calf staring at a new gate. I'm glad my situations ain't too hard, ain't too big, ain't too troubling that the king can't take a hold of them and make them better. I'm glad the king is bigger than all my problems. Amen. And this morning you may be going through something that you think's awful big. You may be going through something the adversary's brought before your life. And you may be saying that there ain't no way that I'll be able to get through or make it through this trial or this test. You may be saying this morning that I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where I'm going to turn. But I'm glad there's a king. This morning, somebody help me, please. That's sitting on the throne of glory right here this morning as we're gathered at Galilee. And he's looking down on our lives. And he's saying, I love that people. I love my queen. Hey, honey, I'm telling you that when the king steps in, all your problems has got to flee. When the king steps in and begins a word, the Bible said at the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah, the devil has to flee. He said, get behind me, Satan. I'm telling you that the enemy is going down, friend.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And just as Haman went to the very gallows that he had prepared. Everybody understand that this morning? He built those gallows to kill and at who he was against. This morning the devil's got gallows built for you. Dave, he's done got your name written on the rope that he's wanting to slide that noose around your throat. He's wanting to kill me. He's wanting to kill you, Sam. Brother James, he wants to kill you. Anybody standing up for the good gospel of Jesus Christ, he wants to kill you, destroy you. And that, hey, listen, and that demotes your name. Somebody said a name ain't worth nothing no more. But if you're standing for what's right, honey, it still stands. And that it'll still stand to the day of the coming of our King. I'm telling you that the devil's got his coming because I serve a king. Hey, friend, listen, who will save you out of your mess, who'll save you out of your situation. And friend, he will, and he'll rescue you. Anybody know what it means to be rescued? Can I tell you, Queen Esther got rescued when the king got tarred and fed up with what the adversary was wanting to do in their kingdom. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, you take God getting fed up, and all it's going to take is, son, go get my children. You let the king get fed up with what's going on down here, and you wait and listen, honey. There'll be a good glad trump sound out through the air one of these days, and there's going to be, oh, hallelujah, Rusty, he ain't king yet, but here before long, when he busts the eastern sky and rides down on a cloud of glory, and he comes to get the bride, and he'll go back. They'll put a crown on his head. They'll put a stash on his back. They'll put a staff in his hand, and he'll sit down on the throne. He will be a king of kings, a Lord of lords this morning.
Amen. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name.
Somebody said, what about the adversary? What about the adversary? Is he just going to run wild down here? What's going to happen? When the Lord comes back, his play day is going to be over.
Amen.
right. Over.
Anybody sick of the devil?
Amen.
I believe we can do a little better than that. Surely somebody in here is sick of the devil.
Amen.
I'm sick of him.
Yeah.
I get fed up every day, Dave, with the devil.
That's right,
and somebody said, well, is it really that bad? Hey,
yes,
friend, I'm telling you, as I said, I've got a crosshair on my heart. I've got crosshairs on my life. And I'm telling you that every time I stand and preach, Brother Rusty, oh, the devil, the adversary, gets a little bit more madder. He gets a little bit more weary. And every time a sinner walks the aisle and gets saved, he gets tore up. Hey, friend, I'm telling you this morning that the King's going to step in.
Amen.
Some of us in here can testify that he's stepped into our lives.
Oh, yes.
And we've been saved.
Oh, yes.
But I want you to realize that one of these days he's going to step into our presence.
Well, glory to God.
And we're going to see the King as he is.
Amen.
We're going to see him in that how he looks. Amen. I'm going to put my eyes in that face in his eyes. And I'm going to see the King. Anybody excited about seeing the King?
Amen.
Anybody excited about being in the presence of Almighty God? Anybody know about Jehovah Jireh? Anybody know about how good he is? Anybody know about the glory of his presence? Hey, friend, listen. Your trouble is nothing that the King can't handle. Amen.
Amen.
And this morning I want to let somebody know. Everybody still okay?
Amen.
That the devil's going to get his.
Amen. Praise God, he is. He is.
The devil is going to get his. Where are you going, preacher? He's going back to the same pit he crawled out of.
That's right, amen.
Anybody glad about that?
Yeah, amen.
Anybody can raise up your hands and rejoice for the devil's going back to hell where he belongs.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going back to hell, to the same fire that he crawled out of. Friend, he'll not torment you and tempt you anymore. And listen, and with him is going death and sorrow and tears, and I will no longer and face that, because we'll be facing the King. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, can I tell you what the King's wanting to do? He's wanting to step in.
Amen. He is.
Somebody said, I don't know how much more that the Lord's going to let go on down here. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to see. I don't know what we might face, James. But I know when it gets real bad, we'll not face it no more. Because I'm going to tell you, I serve a King. I serve a King this morning.
Amen.
Who loves me.
Amen. Yes, he does.
And he loves you. And this morning he specializes in rescuing the weak and the hungry and the tired and the sinners from the grip and the grasp of the adversary. And one of these days we'll stand before judgment. And we'll have the account of our lives laid before us. And he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Or he's going to say, enter in, my good and faithful servant. The sheep's going to be on the right and the goats is going to be on the left. Amen. I'm glad I ain't going to be in that group of goats. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I'm glad the King's chose me. And I'm glad, just as he chose Esther, he chose me. I'm his and he is mine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter number 32. Behold, I am the Lord, and that the God of all flesh. And there is nothing, no thing too hard for me. Chapter number 33 of Jeremiah, in verse 3, he said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things in at which thou knowest not. Oh, listen what the Bible says in Daniel concerning the king coming back, and that he's done arose, and friend, he's stepping out again, and that it said in Daniel in that chapter 7 in verse number 13 that I saw in the night visions, and that and beheld one like the Son of Man, and that came and that with the clouds of heaven, and came and that to the Ancient of Days, and it said, and they brought him near before him. It said, and there was given him dominion and glory and the kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages shall serve him. His dominion is everlasting, a dominion which should not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Anybody glad we're going to a place where the king is, that'll never decay, it'll never get old, and that it'll never be destroyed by the adversary. Hallelujah. But I want you to listen. We serve a great king this morning. Everybody still okay? We serve a great king. What did Nathanael say in John chapter 1 and verse 49? And then he said, Nathanael answered, said unto him, Rabbi, he said, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Yes, hallelujah. Let me give you just a few more scriptures. Sister Betty and Miss Judy, you can go ahead and make your way to the piano and out here this morning. Hallelujah. And that 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 24, it said, then cometh the end. The ends are coming, friend. Right, are you ready?
Yes, amen.
Do you know the King of all glory? The Bible said, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, and he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Hallelujah. For he hath put all things under his feet. Anybody glad about that this morning? Listen what the Bible says here. One more verse and I'm going to close and hush this morning. For we walk, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse 3, for though we walk and that in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself and that against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity and every thought to the obedience of Christ. Friend, I want to tell you this morning that the King has stepped in on your behalf. He's heard your petition. This morning, all you got to do is come into the presence of the King. This morning, won't you step into the throne room of God, the great King this morning, and watch all your problems, watch all your trouble, watch your adversary be defeated. Stand to your feet all over the house this morning. You have the message. You have the message. As they begin to play softly on the piano. This morning I'd like to say this. Boy, I'm thankful for what God showed me through Esther chapter 7. Huh? I've read it and I've read it and I've never looked at it that way before. And I'm glad that God has given me the assurance, Brother Jimmy, Brother Skip, Brother Wayne, that one of these days, the King, when the end seems near, and it seems that all hope may be lost, I'm glad the King's going to step in on our behalf. And he's going to speak on our behalf. Somebody said, what's judgment going to be like, preacher? I'm going to say this morning that God will judge us righteously. God will judge us just how we ought to be judged, according to what we've done in this life. But I'm glad that when he sits down there at the table and his throne is there, and the great judge, God, the great king, he'll stand there and he'll read my rights, amen. He'll pull my file and he'll look through my life. And surely God will say, this man deserves nothing more than hell. But where's Sam go? What'd you say this morning, Sam? But there's going to be one that's going to be crowned shortly after. He's going to step down. He's working the priesthood right now, by the way. He's writing down every name that's saved. He's writing down all those good things. Friend, he's going to step down. And the king's going to be there and he's going to say, Father, he's guilty. This is what God showed me, church. I don't want to lose nobody this morning. He's guilty. He's deserving. But look what's here. And he's going to show God the blood. He's going to show the very moment that you accepted that blood in your life. The very moment you accepted the Prince, hallelujah. And then when we enter into that kingdom and Jesus steps upon the throne. Friend, I'm going to tell you this morning, I don't know about you, but the King is going to be exalted. The King is going to be praised. I want to say before we dismiss this morning that there's not too much praise going on about the King anymore. There's a lot of people's got quiet about what the King's done for them in their lives. The King stepped up and arised in Esther's life. And he gave Haman just what he deserved. When we step through those pearly gates and we take our rightful place, and that in our mansions, in our home, on the streets of glory, the devil be getting what he gets. And he'll be put back in the pit, the awful pit, the pits of hell. And the Bible says that there'll be a great gulf fixed. Anybody glad about that great gulf?
Amen.
What does that mean, preacher? That means that the adversary, the devil, the one who's gave you such a rough time in your life, will never be able to reach you.
Amen.
Ever again.
Praise God, that's right.
And this morning, that is reason enough to thank the King and praise Him for stepping in on your behalf. As they begin to sing a verse of song this morning, maybe you need to come to the King. Maybe you need to bring some trouble that you've got in your life to the King. Esther said, hear my petition. This morning, would you bring your petition before the King as they sing? Father, we thank you this morning, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, for what you've done in our lives, Jesus. Maybe the adversary's on your back.